I was saved.
That bodes very well for the rest of the service. Oh. I think I need to just relax a little and center down after that. So we're going to just drop into the breath for a minute and just make ourselves present. Be right here, right now. This is what I know. We are all connected. The universe reflected in each shining part. And everywhere I go, I recognize the faces. All of my relations in this one heart. All I need is already looking through these eyes, nearer than my breathing, closer than hands and feet. We are dreaming together all the gifts of heaven and earth. And so I receive all I can be. Now I let it go, such appreciation. With sheer exhilaration now, I set it free, and so it is, and so be it. When I sing it, I can see it. I welcome us in, and now we begin. We begin. And so we begin right here and right now, which is really the only place we ever have anyway. How lovely it is to be in this present moment and just to drop into this beautiful space and follow the breath, knowing that it is the energy that moves the breath that is the energy that creates worlds. How lovely that it is, so accessible, always right here with us. I know that everyone who's here this morning is here indeed by divine appointment, as Tim said. What a relief to know that we're actually always in the right place at the right time, and that there's no place to get to that we're already home. I know that there is a heart of harmony that we're all longing to tune into, and that it's the direct experience of remembering with great relief who we really are. The words suggest a path, and the music takes us there. So we're just going to open our eyes and come back into the room. How are you guys doing? Yeah? Yeah. So we call ourselves, as Tim said, the heart of harmony. And we're going to start out by just talking a little bit about the heart, although I don't need to talk about it. You guys walked into this place and you already brought it with you. This place is so beautiful and so full of that heart energy. It's just lovely to know. In many parts of the world, when people talk about who they really are, they go like this, right? So they indicate the heart. It's the heart of the matter. It's like, you know, in sports or something, you talk about a kid who plays with heart. And when you play a piece of music by heart, it's a little different from memorizing it. You know, when you know it by heart, you know it all the way through, and you embody that. And so our assignment for you guys this morning is to find that place of the heart and just drop into there and be present with it and just ride with us in the heart all the way through. There's this wonderful place in California called the HeartMath Institute out of Santa Cruz. And these guys have been doing research for decades on the heart, the physical heart, but also the heart, the emotional heart, the spiritual heart, all kinds of heart that you can imagine. And what they found out is that when you are congruent, when all of the systems are congruent with the heart, everything works great. They actually have research that says that the heart is 50 times more powerful electromagnetically than the brain, that this is really the center. So we love the way that the word heart is used in real estate. It's like appreciation. Appreciation is just another word for heart, really. You know, it's that same sense of gratitude and appreciation. It's the same basic vibration. And so in real estate, you know how a piece of real estate will appreciate in value, or your grandmother's beautiful antique jewelry will appreciate in value. So our theory is that as we get into the heart, the more we appreciate you guys, the more valuable you become. And likewise. So let's just practice all that appreciation and gratitude in heart as we sing this next song.
There's a new earth on the horizon, made of light, not of stone, calling out to all creation. You are not alone. Lions and lambs, saints and sinners, best of friends, enemies, woman and man, losers and winners, they're all in you and me.
We are one heart,
looking for answers.
We are one soul,
finding our way through the dark.
One dream
we share together.
Together, we are all apart.
Cool. How are you doing? Got the heart thing going on? You know, I want to say one more thing before we leave. We're not going to leave the heart thing, but the whole idea that and the whole experience of being in that heart and that sense of gratitude and appreciation, also knowing that in some wonderful, twinkly way, in the Celtic tradition, which is kind of where I come from, they really understand that everything is conscious, that we're conscious, and that when we put that love or that consciousness or that awareness out there, we know that it's looking back at us. And not only that, but it's like kind of rooting it for us so that we're all in cahoots here. JD and I received a wonderful Christmas present a few years ago. The title of the book was Pronoia. Pronoia is the opposite of paranoia. Pronoia is the sneaking suspicion that everything is conspiring for your good. So we're going to stay in that place too, right? And then the heart of harmony. So we move into harmony. And by the way, could you please give a huge hand for Chris over here who's singing? It's so much fun to have that three-part harmony. And of course, as you probably, of course you guys know through your experience that harmony's in music, but it's in everything, right? So it's in your family and your relationships and your workplace and all that kind of stuff. So sometimes JD and I do workshops for choirs or other singers, and we teach people to sing harmony. And it's really fun. Maybe the next time we come back we can do that here. But what we notice, well, first of all, let me read you a definition of harmony. Here we go. Harmony, a unified whole in which all individual pieces are working together in dynamic balance to create an interdependent, elegant, and synergistic composition. Each part retains its own integrity while blending with others for the good of the whole. I wrote it. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, that kind of just says the whole thing. And so what we notice, this is really great. When we teach the harmony, first of all, we'll start with the melody, which is the tune of the song. It's pretty easy to catch. So I suppose in terms of work, this would be the boss, right? That's the main thing. And then we'll teach, you know, the harmony parts. And we notice that there are a couple of different kinds of people, especially. And one kind is the person who, you know, gets really excited about it and kind of just learns the part and they sort of march off in their own direction and they're kind of like not necessarily with everybody else. And the other kind of person will be somebody who is very earnest and wanting to learn that part and do it right. And so they'll learn the harmony part, here's the melody, here comes the harmony, and they're doing just fine, and then slowly somehow that harmony sort of bushes back over into the, you know, into the, we call that codependence. How many codependents do we have? You know what I'm talking about. Okay, great. So anyway, we'd like to sing a song for you now about real harmony, where everything is working together in that synergistic sense. And it's a song about gratitude, and it's a song about grace and the generosity of spirit that happens when you are so into who you really are. You know what your purpose is, and you're so embodying that that you can allow other people to do the same. I once heard a powerful story about a man who stood in his truth with such conviction in who he was that he would not be moved. Someone stepped out of a crowd and said, "Are you Martin Luther King?" He said, yes, I am. And the well-dressed man spit on him. Then King took out his handkerchief and wiped the hate from his suit. He gave it back to the man and said, I believe this belongs to you. I will lift you up and do what I can do. I feel your heart and I see your pain. I have been there too. I will hold you high while you do what you have to do. But I am clear who is standing here, and I believe this belongs to you. Once had a powerful story that I used to carry around. I thought it was you all this time that held my spirit down. But now I know the truth of who I came here to be. You are my angel in disguise, not my enemy. So I thank you for the part you played in this dance we've had to do. I give you back your own true love. I believe it belongs to you. You can sing if you want. I will lift you up and do what I can do. I see your heart and I know your pain, 'cause I have been there too. I will hold you high while you do what you have to do. I give you back your freedom now. I believe it belongs to you. I will lift you up and do what I can do. I feel your heart and I can see your pain. I have been there too. I will As we're standing here, I believe this belongs to you. I give you back your own true love. I believe it belongs to you. Harmony, staying tuned. The staying tuned part is interesting. How many of you have some kind of a spiritual practice, meditation or something that you do? Okay, great. Well, I have some dear friends here whom I have known for so many decades. I'm just not even going to tell you how many decades it is. And we've been doing meditation the whole time. You know, we were taught how to do this long ago. And it's an amazing experience to really tune into that essence of who we are. And it's really interesting how I, like, avoid it as much as I possibly can. I don't know why that is, the mind. But even when I'm really, really tuned in and I'm doing everything right, what I find for myself is that from time to time, I will run into a brick wall, you know, just like slam. Where did that come from? I don't know. And it's like, oh, did I do something wrong? And, you know, I feel that at times the soul will actually conspire to have something happen to us that is so intense that we absolutely have to just give up. You know, we just let go of control. We have to drop to a really deep place of I don't know. And in that deep place, there's an alchemy that can happen that works upon us, that works with us, so that we can come out more of who we really are. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but yeah. So, and that may look like so many different things in our lives. It can look like you lose a job, or, you know, you've got financial problems, or, I don't know, a serious illness, or your husband runs off with a floozy. A friend of mine, that happened with him. Anyway, whatever it may look like, there's that place of, loss. And so now what I'd like to do is, I think Tim did tell you that JD and I have been together for many, many years, and as often happens in really great relationships, one person takes care of one kind of stuff and the other person takes care of something else. It all works together. And JD is the guy who, you know, he's like, he really takes care of all the details, and he does the emails, and he does the plane reservations, and he writes out the physical written music. And we like to say that JD is the rock, and I'm the mouth. So at this point in our presentation this morning, we'd like to turn your attention to the handsome guy behind the piano, and let's just let JD speak for a while.
I always wait for you to say that. She said, let him speak. Permission granted. Okay. It's so good to be with you today. You know, when I, Tim was mentioning, you know, that I had some success writing for other artists. And I did that for 20 years, really, Nashville and Los Angeles. And I got paid well to do it. And then one day that life ended. And I got downsized, basically, is what happened. And it was a really difficult event. And it took me a couple of years, really, to work through the pain, the anger, disappointment, whatever it was, you know, that that I was left with. And during those couple of years, Jan and I started to sing, started to write songs. So in a very real way, our being here today is at least in part a result of losing that life. And what can I say? I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
JD and I have this New Yorker cartoon that we like to keep close to the workspace. And in this cartoon, you can tell that it's an ancient landscape, right? It's like volcanoes are going off in the background. It's on the seashore. And you see this little fish coming up out of the water with feet. And it has a sign saying, the beginning is near. Having said that, this next song is one that we'd love to have you maybe clap along or snap, or you could even jitterbug. That has happened before. I'm just going to let you know that. It's a song about how you should never give up, right? It's a song about that no matter what happens, even if you run into a brick wall and you think it's the end, the ending of one thing is really the beginning of the next thing. So if you keep putting that love out there, it will circle around again and come back to you and show up in unexpected ways. So the idea is that no matter what, it ain't over yet, you know. Oh, you just don't know, you never know how far your heart might get. I said you just don't know, you never know, 'cause it ain't over yet, that's right. Oh, you just don't know, you never know how your love grows when you let it go. You just don't know, you never know, 'cause it ain't over yet. Now take, for example, the honeybee and the rose. That kiss, more than a random sample. I think the rose knows it's an evolutionary answer. A romance that comes to be. Complicated, pollinated sweetness in your tea. That's right. You just don't know, you never know How far your heart might get,
you just don't know,
you never know.
Cause it ain't over yet.
It ain't over, cause you just don't ever know. How your love grows when you let it go.
You just don't know,
you never know.
Cause it ain't over yet.
Well, three strikes, you're out. That's what the umpire said. And the baseball blues is bad news, but you can turn it around instead. Cause if strikes is up your alley, strike it rich on the way to fame, and bowl your audience over just by changing the name of the game. Here we go. You just don't know, you never know, how far your heart might get. That's right.
You just don't know,
you never know.
It ain't over yet.
Well, you never know.
Just don't know. You never know.
How your love grows when you let it go.
You just don't know.
You never know.
It ain't over yet.
Now you answer me. You just don't know.
You just don't know.
You never, never know.
You never know.
No, you just don't know.
You just don't know.
It ain't over yet. That's right. Oh, you just don't know.
Just don't know.
You never, 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 never. You just don't ever know.
It ain't over yet.
What goes around comes around as far as I can see, and that's why we all feel familiar in this spiral galaxy. So namaste, come out and play, and everybody wins. We meet ourselves coming and going when the saints go marching in. Come on now,
you just don't know, you never know
how far your heart. Nobody's gonna dance, seriously?
Just don't know.
Okay,
you never know.
It ain't over,
it ain't over, cause you just don't know,
you never know.
How your love grows when you let it, yeah.
You just don't know,
you never know. It ain't over yet, that's right. Ah, you never know for sure, because it ain't over yet. One more time. Just remember that no matter what happens, never give up.
It ain't over yet.
Guys, checking in. How's your heart? How's everybody's appreciation and gratitude? And how's your pronoia? Okay, we're good. So I think it was mentioned, or maybe it wasn't mentioned, that JD and I come from a beautiful place in Colorado, up in the mountains, right in the middle of the state, not too far from Aspen. And it's kind of a paradise there, and we're so grateful to live there. And every now and then we get a drought. And it'll get really dry, and then we get fires. Do you guys get fires here? Wow. Well, then you know what I'm talking about. It gets really intense when you really don't know if, you know, the flames are going to come over that next hill and get your home and your car, and, you know, you don't know what to do. So about 10 years ago now, a little over that, there was a big drought in the whole western part of the United States, especially where we were, and we had a lot of fires going. And the political scene was very dicey at the same time, kind of like now. And it felt as if, to me, it felt like the whole world was on fire. Do you know what I mean? It was really kind of crazy. And I would, during the daytime, of course, you had that smoky haze with the fires. But I would go to sleep at night, and I would have these beautiful dreams of rain. I mean, it would be like this, this lovely, green, lush experience of everything growing and beautiful. Then I'd wake up and there were the fires again. But what I learned then and what I continue to learn as we go through is that I knew that if I just kept that vision, knowing that things would come around right again eventually, and it was true. So even on whatever levels, when things feel like the world is on fire, we know to dream of rain.
I dreamed of rain, now the rains came, soft and easy, cool and clear. I dreamed of a rain, and the rains came, and peace spread over the land.
I dreamed of rain and the rains came, soft and easy, sweet and clear. I dreamed of rain and the rains came, and peace spread over the land. I dreamed of summer and the winds changed, and the green was easy, the rivers ran clear. I dreamed of summer and the winds changed, and peace spread over the land. And the flowers bloom in the desert, and the air is fresh and clear. I dreamed of rain and the rains came, and peace spread over the land. I dreamed of freedom and the moon rose, and the way was easy, the path was clear. I dreamed of freedom and the moon rose, and peace spread over the land.
You can sing along if you want to.
I dreamed of freedom and the moon rose, and the way was easy, and the path was clear. I dreamed of freedom and the moon rose, and peace spread over the land. And the guardian stars are shining, and the night is bright and clear. I dreamed of freedom, and the moon rose, and peace spread over the land. Heaven and the earth sang, and the sound was easy, and the song was clear. I dreamed of heaven and the earth sang, and peace spread over the land. I dreamed of heaven.
I dreamed of heaven
and the earth sang, and the sound was easy, and the song was clear. I dreamed of heaven and the earth sang, and peace spread over the land. And the ancient pain is forgotten, and the father's debts are clear. I dreamed of heaven and the earth sang, spread over the land. I dreamed of a rain and the rains came, soft and easy, sweet and clear. I dreamed of a rain and the rains came, and peace spread over the land. I dreamed of a rain and the rains came, soft and easy, sweet and clear. I dreamed of a rain and the rains came, and peace spread. Spread over the land. I dreamed of rain, and the rains came.
Thank you. Wow, thank you so much, you guys. It's been such a pleasure to be here. I have one more tune for you in this little part of the thing. And I really think that, well, this is another one to sing along on, okay? We heard this wonderful, this black preacher guy in New York City. This has been a few years ago. And the name of his talk was, I Got No Complaints Whatsoever. We were like, whoa, let's do that. Let's write that song, which we did. And now the problem is that every time we hear a little complaining, we have to go, remember, I got no complaint. So we're going to have you guys sing with us, if you would. And the chorus, you'll get it right away. It happens like 32 times. So it's like a mantra. You'll get it.
I got no complaints whatsoever.
That's it.
I got no complaints whatsoever.
Yeah.
I got no complaints whatsoever. And a new day is dawning in my soul.
That's your part.
I got no complaints whatsoever. I got no complaints whatsoever. I got no complaints whatsoever. And a new day is dawning in my soul.
I ain't lying, and I'm not trying to cover up the facts. I've been down, been betrayed, I've been broken open, and till I gave up the struggle at last.
That's right.
And I can see all the ways I've been gifted, and the wisdom that has brought me to this place. Through the twists I've trust this amazing kind of grace.
That's right.
Yeah, I got no complaints whatsoever.
That's right.
I got no complaints whatsoever. I got no complaints whatsoever. And a new day is dawning in my soul.
Surprisingly easy. Forgiveness shows up without a fight. Through the ups and the downs, I see beauty all around. Cause I'd rather be grateful than right. I get to play with what I'm given. Find such an expected harmony.
Light with a deep dark shadow to the music sets me free.
That's right.
I got no complaints whatsoever.
I got no complaints.
I got no complaints whatsoever. Soul.
All right, now we're going to listen and answer JD, whatever he says.
I got no regrets.
I got no regrets.
I'm seriously blessed.
Yes, I'm seriously blessed.
With such peace of mind.
I got peace of mind.
All the time.
Oh, all the time. And I got no complaints whatsoever. I got no complaints whatsoever. I got no complaints whatsoever. And a new day is dawning in my soul.
Yes, it is.
A new day is dawning in my soul. I got no regrets. I'm seriously blessed.
And a new day is dawning in my
I have no idea where we are in our order of service, and I don't care. This was absolutely fantastic. Thank you.